it's touching, it's exciting, it's emotional to see these places that I've heard about, to share it with my kids. You know, I talked to them about who she was and where she came from, and to actually see it. I've heard about North Dakota my whole life. This is where my grandmother got her start. This is where her roots are. And even though she lived in California and led this exciting life, she was still Norma from North Dakota. My grandmother had this very glamorous job, and she was a performer, but she also was a really regular grandmother. She was, she loved having parties, she loved entertaining, she loved hanging out at home. She was a lot of fun, she had a great sense of humor, but it was almost like she would then say, okay, it's time to work. And she would put on her makeup and do her hair and get on the gowns, and she would become this very glamorous, sexy performer. But then afterwards, she'd come off stage and say, you know, let's go by Wendy's and go through the drive-thru and get a hamburger. She loved Wendy's hamburgers. So she really was a normal, down-to-earth person, but had this glamorous job and this almost alter ego. There was Miss Peggy Lee, and then there was just Peggy or Norma. Well, I traveled with my grandmother all over the world from the time I was six until I was, you know, an adult. And so I got to see her sing a lot. I got to do a lot of exciting things with her. One of the funny things that we did, she took me with her to the White House for dinner. And she was performing for President Reagan and President Mitterrand of France. And we just had this very glamorous evening. And then at the end, we were driving back to our hotel. And she said, can you believe that just happened? This is happening to a girl from North Dakota. So there was that part of her that she just didn't forget where she came from. And of course, she embraced her success and was proud of her success. But at the same time, she was like, can you believe this is happening? It's something that I've always needed to do, to come here. It's something I've wanted to do. And the opening of this museum gave me the reason that I needed to just make this trip. But one of the things when my grandmother was getting to the end of her life, she said to me, I want to do something for North Dakota. And I didn't know what that was going to be, but then the museum came up and it was like, okay, you can have access to all of her stuff and open this museum. And it makes me feel like, okay, I did what she wanted, and who knows what else we'll do with North Dakota. You know, hopefully this is just the beginning. I'm really excited to be here and meet all these people and see these places that meant so much to her and gave her start. Do I have a favorite song? My favorite songs change all the time. My favorite album, and I'm not just saying this, is Peggy, it's Norma Dolores Eggstrom from Jamestown, North Dakota. That's the name of the album. It was her last album with Capitol. And it just, I love every song on that album. I'll Be Seeing You is one of my favorites. She closed her show with that all the time. And I love Love Song and Just for a Thrill. These are really great songs on that album.